Leader!
Order, order. Are there any select committee reports?
The Primary Production Committee spent most of the morning hearing submissions on the Biosecurity Law Reform Bill, which is designed to update the country's biosecurity system. An expert in that field, Professor Roger Morris, wasn't impressed with the bill.
I believe the bill is seriously flawed. I've got 45 years' experience in biosecurity, so I think I come with some background in the subject. An important factor responsible for the weaknesses of this bill is the failure of MAF to draw on external expertise and wisdom in drafting the bill. And had they sought external input, I think they would have had a much better bill. I've previously called the 1993 Act the Bio-Insecurity Act with good reason, and unfortunately this bill fails to remove those insecurities that I feel.
Professor Morris listed some of his concerns.
It doesn't provide an appropriate framework for managing the emerging diseases, which are the ones of current global importance. It's only well suited to traditional diseases such as tuberculosis. Next, it treats disease as able to be neatly associated with a specific industry, and it doesn't recognise either the complex linkages in disease which make this inappropriate, or the fact that New Zealand's biosecurity status is a national asset, not an asset of single industries. It also fails to recognise that industries evolve, sometimes in unexpected ways. New Zealand's export success over the last 100 years has depended heavily on grasping new opportunities in agriculture and capitalising on them. Our favourable biosecurity status has been an important factor in those past successes, and various of the changes proposed in this bill put our future potential in this respect at risk.
Professor Morris gave an example of a risk that could arise from loose biosecurity laws.
MAF, in its dealings with the pig industry, considers it basically of no national importance, and that it deserves less protection than the dairy industry, based on a number of pieces of evidence, one of them being the fact that its willingness to allow pig meat containing live PRRS virus to be imported into New Zealand. Now, I happen to be working on risk management strategies for a company in New Zealand which wants to begin in 2013 exporting pig cells and tissues around the world for use in treating human diseases. Now, this opportunity depends on a combination of Kiwi ingenuity, which has been very effective in developing this technology, and our favourable biosecurity status. If we put our biosecurity status at risk, we undermine that Kiwi ingenuity. And this activity could in future substantially boost the size of the New Zealand pig industry, but it hasn't received any consideration by MAF in its decisions on this issue.
Also making a submission was Ben O'Brien from the Meat Industry Association.
We have a very strong interest in New Zealand's biosecurity system. We are reliant on biosecurity status for both productivity and market access. We are also active participants in and funders of the biosecurity system. The industry pays around about $80 million in wages of government veterinarians and meat inspectors. We contribute about $19 million per annum to the Animal Health TB Control Scheme. We've already invested $2.2 million in getting NATE off the ground, and we'll spend $14 million in the first 5 years and then another $20 million in tags in the following 3 years. We also invest in research in Yoni's disease and internal parasites, and in the event of an incursion, it is our people who will be a major part of the response.
Mr. O'Brien said the responsibilities around biosecurity should be on the government, not farmers.
The whole thing's round the wrong way, frankly. I mean, if we want to fix biosecurity, we've got to identify what the gaps are, sort out what the problems are, decide what it is that we need to do, and then talk about who's got the best resources, who's in the best place to fix those gaps. That hasn't happened, and that hasn't happened because the insistence of officials that we talk about cost-sharing and write-out checks.
That claim came up again later in the day when Labour Party committee member and spokesman for biosecurity, Damien O'Connor, took it up with the biosecurity minister.
Is he willing to redraft the government industry agreement in the biosecurity bill before the Primary Production Select Committee, given the strong opposition from submitters, including today the Meat Industry Association, who stated that, quote, industry will be required to write a blank cheque before any action will be taken, unquote, on incursions, and if not, why not?
Answering on behalf of Biosecurity Minister David Carter was his colleague Nick Smith.
The member's claims are incorrect. The approach that the government has with the industry agreement framework was actually proposed by the previous government. In fact, I have the cabinet minute of the 14th of July 2008, in that the exact policy that the member is now objecting to, he agreed to when he was in cabinet.
Senior National MP Nick Smith, speaking on behalf of Biosecurity Minister David Carter. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.